This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to the show, my beautiful souls. I am so happy to be here with you on another episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. You guys, this is an episode that I have been considering recording for quite some time. And I decided, well, first of all, I had the time. I've been a little busy with travel and moving and just all the things that life can dole us. And yet this idea, this calling, I should say, to do this podcast, to record this solo, has just been lingering on my heart for a while. So I decided today is the day that I'm going to do it. And so here we are. So if you've been following my journey, and I think many of you are, if you've been listening to this podcast, maybe you're new, and if you're new, welcome. So happy to have you. You're going to be in for a treat if this is your first podcast that you listen to of The Spiritual Hustler. But, you know, I've got just so many beautiful things that I cover, and I've got so many amazing guests coming up on the show where we're going to really unpack the importance of the spiritual hustler movement and really what it means to lead our businesses and our lives in a way that frankly is just way more gentle, way more trusting, way more of ease, and way more truly in the feminine, which doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a woman to be even listening to the show or following that principle. It's the energy of the divine feminine. And when I really picture it, when I see it in my mind, it's an upside down triangle. And that's actually an image that's reflected all throughout my new book, The Light Work. And it's sort of a metaphor of the womb, right? When we think about our wombs, they kind of form in this chalice, this complete receptacle to just attract and allow, to magnetize, to receive. And that is a vibration that I think we've just been so programmed to not trust. And listen, I haven't mastered it. It is a practice, and I really truly want to be a living example of the student as much as I am sitting here as a teacher. And so in this sort of evolution of my own letting go of that gripping, that, you know, distrust, I shifted. I really have absolutely transformed my vibration. I am softer. I am more in my feminine flow. I have taken quantum leaps in the last 6 months, 12 months, 3 months, selling my business, starting another one, launching a new book, rebranding my podcast, moving cities, like timelines dissolving and reforming in a very rapid pace. And I've had a lot of reflections from my community and my friends and my inner circle, just how much I have changed, how different I seem. And I take that with such humility and love. Thank you. Because I feel good. I feel better than I've ever felt. But there was a moment a couple months ago, earlier this year, where I'd actually been in Nashville for the first few weeks of the year, and then I had to go back to Chicago for a client talk. I was giving hosting a workshop, and I was in Chicago for a few days, and I had the most crippling fears and scarcity and anxiety just rear their ugly head. Like, I was in the city and I just felt so out of alignment. My nervous system was shot. I was shaking. I was anxious. I could barely breathe. I was not sleeping, worrying about money, worrying about my schedule, worrying about my future. It was just so intense all of a sudden. And I was sort of embarrassed at myself, because I was like, this is not me anymore. This is an old me. This is the old me. The old me was like this. And I actually have a paragraph in my new book, The Light Work, coming out on August 6th. You can go pre-order the book at thelightworkbook.com and get a whole bunch of incredible bonuses. And there's a line in the beginning of the book when I open this whole story. In fact, the opening section is called I Am New. And I talk about my trip to Egypt and how I went there and had this massive experience and then come back and left that Jessica in Egypt. Like, she did not get back on the plane with me. And I write in the book, and I love that version of myself, and I thank that version of myself, and I honor that version of myself who helped me build all of these beautiful things in my life, like a business and a beautiful marriage and a home and a healthy body. And, you know, but she was the girl that thought she had to grip, prove, hustle, compare, and sacrifice her way there. And that girl's gone now. And I thank her and I bless her and I release her. And I realized that week when I was in Chicago just a few months ago, that just because I wrote it doesn't mean I actually did it. And so that girl showed up in February of this year like a goddamn ghost. She was so ready to haunt me, because she knew that I really wasn't in true right relationship with letting her go and truly honoring her for all that she truly did for me. I did not embody that. I wrote it, but I didn't embody it. And so I got to give credit to some of my favorite healers, Danny Beinstein, my astrologer, and Lauren, my coach. And they both said something very different at the same time. They were like, you should host her a funeral. They don't know each other. I was like, wow, that's a really good idea. What would that even look like? What does that even mean? And so I just got really clear that I was going to let her finally share. She had things to say. I needed to listen to her first before I could let her go. Part of me was like, I'm just going to burn shit. I'm going to burn something. But no, I needed to really take a moment and give her a chance to be seen and heard and felt so that she could be truly honored. And so this was when I was at my other Airbnb, this house I'd been living in for the last couple of years. And it was a big fire pit outside on the backyard. And I had all these clothes that I brought from Chicago, kind of like a capsule closet. And there was this dress hanging in the closet that I had for years. Really cute dress, actually, from Reformation. But had worn the shit out of it. I'd worn it on many stages and podcasts and definitely had worn this dress throughout the years that I was this former self. And I decided that I was going to put that dress on. And I went upstairs to my sacred space in this house. I lit a bunch of candles and I got out a journal and I started to just simply channel. Transparently, I took a microdose mushroom from my dear friend, Christy, who sells Microflow. And I just let the pen rip. And I really, truly didn't know what I was saying. I just let her come through me. I welcomed her in, put the pen to paper, and let her share. And what came through was about 5-6 pages filled with what she needed to say. I recorded it. I knew I was going to go burn the papers, the fire outside, and I'll get to that in a second. But I didn't want to forget what she had said. So I got out my voice note app and I read it out loud as her, just so that I could have it forever. And I ended up changing out of that dress after I wrote in that dress as her. I changed into a really cute, like, you know, athleisure kind of set that I just got in the last couple of weeks that felt like really my new clothes. And I went out and I lit the fire and I took the pages, took the dress. I took my earbuds and I put in the playlist from 2022, which was my dart on Spotify. You know how Spotify collects your playlist based on your most listened to music each year? I save those. So I had the 2022 playlist up, and the year 2022 was like the fucking pinnacle apex of my breakdown and my death, right? That's the year I went to Egypt, but it's really, I went to Egypt at the end of 22 in November. That whole year leading up to it was the darkest, hardest, most painful, burnout, depression diagnosed year of my life. But I decided I was going to put in this 2022 music to sort of honor the culmination of this identity. And these songs were actually so fun. Like, I was like, you were really trying, girl. You were really trying to crease your vibe listening to all this amazing music. And I danced around that fire for an hour, burning the papers, ripping them into shreds. I ended up throwing the dress in the fire and watched it burn. It took quite a few minutes for it to fully burn. And I danced around the fire under the stars like a wild woman. And it was so freeing, and it was so alchemizing, and it was so activating, and it was so honoring of her. And the next morning I slept, I woke up, and then in fact, the next day was the day I launched my jessicazweig.com website. Wild yellow daffodils grow all throughout this area that I used to live in Nashville. And I remember when I first moved down to Nashville in the very first winter in 2022, being a Chicago girl, to see yellow flowers sprouting in February felt like a miracle. Felt like the most incredible, fantastic, wildly miraculous thing to see. I've never lived in a place like this. And so on this property that I was at, there was this huge bed of daffodils right next to the house. And I went to the fire pit the next morning and I took a whole bunch of ashes. I spread them around this bed of daffodils and I just returned her to the earth. And the real message that I came away with once I did this ceremony was that this girl is no longer a ghost. She's my angel. And we're in this together now. And I don't have to demonize or put down or scoff or reject that identity anymore. I can embrace it. I can integrate it. I can hold it. I can love it. I can keep her close. And I share this story as a open possibility and an invitation into what it could look like and feel like for you if you were to really look back on all of your past identities, which are, I'm sure, vast and not just one. And those identities maybe didn't always wholly, fully serve you. Maybe those identities made a lot of mistakes. Maybe those identities experience a lot of pain and rejection, betrayal, heartbreak. Maybe some of those identities you miss because they were so wonderful and you're no longer embodying that specific avatar anymore. all of it are still pieces of you to be integrated. And when we don't fully integrate them, they do come back to haunt us in the form of our shadows and our fears and our insecurities and our old patterns. And so you hosting yourself a funeral for your past identity might be a good idea. And I just wanted to share my journey and ceremony as a potential example and inspiration for what you can do for yours. Take a page from it, make it your own, take the whole thing on and make it a playbook and share it with all your friends. It doesn't matter to me. I just really wanted to come on here today and allow for all of us to die and be reborn. But we can't skip the steps. And it is in the place in between where we pick up the pieces of who we once were, not as pebbles of shame and rejection, but as sacred gifts, because they made us who we are today. And we can't just say thank you and write it down in a journal, in a book, talk about it with our friends. We have to embody that gratitude. And that's, I think, when we really truly activate into our whole, fully integrated quantum light workers. Our former selves, as I learned in my ceremony, they don't want to be remembered for the pain and the struggle. They want to be remembered for all of the gifts, for all of the beauty they created that has gotten you to where you are today. And so I'm going to close this episode standing in the truth that this worked, that this was really helpful, and that I have felt more peace and clarity in who I am today with my angel by my side. So I'll leave you with this, and thank you so much for being here today.